you, my good fellow. What day is today?
Today? Well, it's Christmas Day, of course.
One half of Two Boys in a Balcony proudly presents...
Come in and know me better, man!
A special Yuletide podcast production. I am your host, Sean Sullivan.
A shower curtain!
25 days of A Christmas Carol.
God bless us, everyone.
You there, boy. What day is today? Why, it's Christmas Day! It is day 25 of the 25 days of A Christmas Carol. It's also Christmas morning. Oh boy, oh boy. Boy, your family is sure lucky that you decided to wake up early, gather them all around to listen to this wonderful episode about A Muppet's Christmas Carol. It's my favorite version of A Christmas Carol because it's the best version of A Christmas Carol. It's funny. It's heartfelt. I got nothing to do but get into the episode. But first, I want to thank every single one of you for listening to this podcast. This was a very stupid idea that I had last year, but I did not have the time to do it because I was busy doing stand-up comedy. I was busy doing all kinds of things. But this year, I got nothing but time, and this was a great way to spend this month. It was such a great chance to reconnect with some old friends, talk to some people I haven't had a chance to talk to in a long time, and watch a bunch of great movies. And it would have been a complete waste of time if it wasn't for you guys checking in every day, listening, sending me the tweets and all the other stuff. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, and I'm glad that we did it. And that it's over. Oh, God, I'm glad it's over. Before we get into the episode, I just want to thank everybody who appeared on the show. Josh Gondelman, Ken Reed, Andrea Henry, Tony V, Aaron Spencer, Bill McMorrow, Casey Malone, Joe List, Nate Johnson, Mark Gallagher, Lamont Price, my little baby brother Colin Sullivan, Eric Siska and Ben Worcester, Will Smalley, Eric Taylor, Kelly McFarlane, Sam Ike, Andrew Mayer, my old long-lost buddy, Sean George. And then one more time for Bill McMorrow. Check us out. Our podcast lives on. This podcast is like the ghost of Christmas present fading into obscurity, but Two Boys in a Balcony lives on. Bill, he does all the artwork over there. He does all of the jokes over there. I do all of the, I don't know what I do over there. But thank you. And thank you to Harry and Lucy Sullivan for sitting down once more for what is surely a completely coherent, not at all insane conversation. They certainly are not filled to the brim with Christmas mania. It was fun. It was great. We'll see you one last time on the other side of the bells. All right. I'm here with... I always forget the boy's name. What's the boy one? What's your name?
Harry.
Okay, Harry and...
Lucy. Also, we're your own kids, so you shouldn't forget our names.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't. I should probably learn your names. You guys have been around
My
for a while.
Is Lucy. Also, now lock that in your brain so you don't forget my name.
I will never forget your name again.
Good.
Okay, then what's my name?
Oh. You just Meredith? Forgot.
What?
No.
My name is Lucy.
Lucky. And anyway.
That's no, not my name.
I'm here with Lucky and Henry, and
what?
It is. We just watched.
Also, my name is not Lucky, and Harry's name is not Henry.
Oh, that's right. His name is Harry, and your name is Lucy.
Yep.
And we just finished watching what movie?
Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Okay, that was kind of...
Muppet's Christmas Carol. Am I talking to the robot Sullivan twins today?
Yes, no. I am in the living room.
Okay.
Upstairs.
We might need to change your batteries because you have...
Yeah.
Powering down.
Hi. We just watched Muppet's Christmas Carol. this episode's coming out on Christmas Day, but we're recording it on December 22nd, which means that there are 8 more days until Christmas.
No, that's not true.
How many?
Three days till Christmas,
and two days
till Christmas Eve.
Oh, what's important about Christmas Eve?
That's when Santa comes.
Is that when
and
Santa comes?
And that's when we get our presents at Mimi's house.
Oh, yeah, we go to Mimi's house.
Yeah.
And we have dinner at Mimi's house and hang out there for a while.
Yeah. And usually there's ham.
And I think she said she was making you a lasagna this year.
Ooh.
Yes.
And then we're going to sing what song?
Deck the Halls with Boughs of Folly.
No.
Candy cane lane, yes. Ring a ring.
I was thinking lasagna by Weird Al, but you guys forgot. We were listening to Weird Al, and then all of a sudden we switched right to Christmas carols all
candy
the time.
Candy cane lane.
No.
We're gonna listen to Candy Cane Lane.
That's been the Christmas song of the season, I think, in the Sullivan household. Is Candy Cane Lane by Sia, the artist known as Sia. What's been your Christmas song of the year?
You literally know it.
I literally don't.
It's Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly.
How does that one go? Let's sing me a little bit of it.
Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. La 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Too loud.
Way too loud.
Yes. Way too loud.
And that's you love Deck the Halls.
Yes.
That's your favorite. Okay, we can't sing Candy Cane Lane because it's like a pop song and we get a band and there's all kinds of drums. Is there a Christmas song that's like a traditional Christmas song, Lou, that you like? Like a Jingle Bells or We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Cha-cha all the way.
Cha-cha all the way. No, we are not singing the
jingle bells, cha-cha-cha.
Yep. If you're looking for Christmas recommendations, music recommendations, I would suggest going to a different podcast than this because these guys listen to the Ariana Grande song,
which is
the Sia song, and then a song from the 50s called Cha-Cha All the Way.
And it's pretty good.
It is pretty good, admittedly.
Jingle bells, cha-cha-cha.
Because they're so strange. Did you guys like the songs that? Do you like the songs that are in Muppet Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
A little bit.
You liked them a little bit. What's the best song that's in this movie? You think?
I like the one with the giant and Mr. Scrooge. I like that one.
I like that you call him Mr. Scrooge. You put a little respect on his name. I like that about you, Harry. You got a respect for authority. You might not like the man, but he's earned his place in society, so you call him Mr.
Okay.
That's the... It's in the singing of the street corner choir.
Yeah, that one.
By the fire.
I like that one, too. I like the one with the giant and Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge.
What about the song that Kermit the Frog sings when he's Bob Cratchit walking home with Tiny Tim on his shoulder?
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
Ba-la-la. Nice. Nailed it.
Yeah, I like that one.
Almost like we rehearsed that.
Yeah,
nope,
but
we didn't.
We didn't rehearse it. We get it.
And it is even joyous.
Fa-la-la. Okay. So, Christmas Carol, it's about Mr. Scrooge, Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge. He's played by a gentleman named Michael Caine. Have you ever seen him in another movie? I don't actually know. I'm trying to think if he would have been in a movie that you guys would have seen. Probably.
Harry Potter?
You know what? He's not in Harry Potter, and he's like one of the only British actors that's not in Harry Potter. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, but I'd imagine he was like one of the like other professors that's actually not mentioned.
You think that?
Yeah.
Are you trying to suggest
just
to me?
Walk around.
You're trying to suggest to me that the actor Michael Caine, Academy Award winning actor Michael Caine, was in Harry Potter, but all of his scenes were cut. He was just teaching in a different classroom.
Yeah, yep. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Louis.
Maybe he's on Voldemort's side.
You think he? I bet he would actually be a Slytherin. He would probably be on Voldemort's side.
Wow. Maybe.
Why would he be on Voldemort's side? You're the one that I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that told me that.
You tell me. You said that he's not in Harry Potter.
He's not in Harry Potter. I don't. Not everybody is in Harry Potter. I want you guys to know that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe in Narnia.
He's not in Narnia.
Definitely not.
No, I just looked on the internet, and he's not been in a movie that you guys have seen, because he's an actor that he's a grown-up, and he makes grown-up movies for grown-ups.
Yeah, I get that.
And he goes, God, Michael Caine. That's a good Michael Caine. You guys don't know that because you don't know who he is. But what? Did you think he was good as Mr. Scrooge?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. What did you guys think of Gonzo as the narrator?
Yeah, that was
that
funny.
Was so funny. Yeah. They looked at a little rat that was next to him.
He plays a character named Charles Dickens. Do you know who Charles Dickens is?
No idea.
He is the guy who does like the story.
Narrator.
He's the narrator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the, you don't know. Do you know who the real Charles Dickens is?
No.
Nope.
No, he wrote. Nope. He wrote A Christmas Carol.
Oh.
So that's why Gonzo is playing him, and then Rizzo the Rat plays, of course, Rizzo the Rat.
Yes.
And I think Rizzo the Rat.
Rizzo the Rat.
And Muppet Babies pretends to be the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, yep. Yes, he I remember
pretends
that
pretends to be
episode.
The Tooth Fairy.
Yep.
I didn't. Now, you guys, Muppet Babies to me is a different show than it is to you guys. Because I watched Muppet Babies when I was your age, and it was my favorite show of all time. And then now there's a new Muppet Babies that
it's
has.
It's like who's weird.
In the, who's in the new Muppet Babies? It's Kermit, Fozzie,
Miss Piggy, Summer.
Yes,
Gonzo, Animal.
Yeah. Animal. And yeah, Summer is the new one. Summer's the penguin.
And
she's not. She's never been in.
Rizzo the Rat.
Rizzo the Rat? He's not there all the time, though,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah, no, he's not there all the time, but he does play the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned
oh, and reason. That little dog.
The little dog.
The piano.
Oh, Rolf. He's in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see Rolf in this movie. He's not in this one,
think.
Yes,
he is.
Yes, he is.
He was playing
he's
the piano.
At Fozzie Wozzie's thing.
That's right. He's Fizzy at Fozzie Wigs.
What?
Usually it's Fezziwig's money lending house, but in this one it's Fozzie Wigs Rubber Chicken Factory.
Yeah, that was kind of funny because he loves rubber chickens.
He loves rubber chickens, and why not? He's a great comedian, right?
Yeah.
Love is babies.
Okay. Dreams come true. Muppet
it's
babies.
It's so good.
Is everything all right out here? Yes, Miss Nanny.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, but my Muppet Babies is way better than your Muppet Babies.
No way.
Miss Piggy always does karate moves, though.
Yeah,
every single Muppet
that's
movie.
That's been in everything. Now, we watched the Muppet movie over the summer, right?
Yes, because it was camping week and Miss Piggy was hopping through a field.
Yeah, I don't remember why we watched. We set up a tent in the living room, and you were sleeping in the tent.
Yep.
And you
I
guys said we
that.
Could either watch something or Muppets.
And we picked a Muppet movie, and we liked the Muppet movie. We thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
But we haven't watched any other Muppets except Christmas Carol.
And the Muppets.
And the Muppets when Miss Piggy tries to buy everybody ice cream.
Oh, yep.
Wait, what?
Yes,
she tries to buy
everybody ice cream.
What movie is that?
It's the movie that we watched.
The Muppets.
The Muppet movie?
I was yes.
The one where like the big
Miss Piggy
goofy
is crazy.
Where Kermit and Fozzie are driving and they're trying to turn Kermit into frog legs.
What?
That Muppet movie?
They're trying to turn
They're trying to catch Kermit so they can cook him. What happens in You Are the Muppets? The Muppets that you're talking about.
No idea.
Miss Piggy tries to buy them ice cream for some reason.
And she has like a dream that she's gonna marry Kermit the Frog.
for some reason.
I have no idea what movie you guys are describing.
It was the one when...
Is it the Muppet movie that we watched when we did Camping Week?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She tries to buy everybody ice cream.
I don't remember that part.
I definitely remember that part.
The only thing you guys took away from that is that Miss Piggy tries to buy everybody ice cream.
But, like, she's like, I'll go buy everybody some ice cream.
And she tries to do karate again.
Yeah, she's always doing karate.
Yeah.
Harry, you're getting tangled up in your cords. Why don't you put your feet down?
Oh, okay.
So in this one they're not playing they're not themselves, they're playing characters.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mickey, like, that way, right?
Except for
Rizzo the Rat.
Rizzo the Rat.
Yeah, she's just Rizzo the Rat.
So you have Kermit the Frog is playing Bob Cratchit.
Yeah.
Miss Piggy is his wife.
Emily Cratchit.
Tiny Tim is...
It's usually... that's Robin. Robin, his nephew. He's like a tadpole or a polywog.
What's a polywog?
I don't know, like a small frog thing. I don't know anything about frogs.
He's like a little blip thingy.
You're always catching frogs, Harry. Do frogs talk to you?
Have you ever caught
a talking frog? Okay,
no.
Just checking.
Last year, I caught the frogs, but this year, Harry's catching all the frogs.
Yeah, Harry's got good eye for frog catching. I think it's gross, and I would never touch them because I don't want them.
And for some reason, there is a Pokemon named Poliwag.
Also, just so you know,
there is a Pokemon named Poliwag.
and he's really cute. He's just like this little blue, brown circle thingy with a little swirl on his belly and a
little
tail.
Lucy, you're raising your hand, which means this whatever you have to say can only be very important and on
topic. Last time we caught a frog, it was an orange frog, and Emmy named him Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, and it peed on me.
You guys caught an orange frog?
Yeah.
Yep. And it peed on Harry.
Was it like a poisonous rainforest frog?
No.
It was just like an orange frog.
Orange,
brown, burnt orange frog.
And you just picked him up, and you were like, oh, I guess I'll...
pick up the frog, and it
named him Harry Styles, and it peed on me.
Yeah. Now, who was Harry Styles? Was he in this movie?
No.
Do you think he would do good hanging out with Muppets?
No. He would try to make them look like them in like old-fashioned clothes. But
he'd probably try and give them like tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Who else? Fozzie Bear. He's a big one. He plays Fozzie Wig. Sam the Eagle. I always think Sam the Eagle is so hilarious. He's the blue guy that's the headmaster. He always talks about how much he loves America, which is always funny because this movie takes place in England.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
My other two favorite, Beaker and Bunsen Honeydew, or as Lucy called him.
The people who sit behind the theater in Muppet Babies.
That's Statler and Waldorf. Those are the Marley brothers.
Yeah, but they still do yell at the Muppet Babies.
Yeah, in your version of Muppet Babies, they have those guys just sit out on their balcony and watch the kids play in the yard and yell at them all the time for some reason. It's really bizarre.
It's so funny.
If you guys were playing in the backyard and two old guys were yelling at you, I promise you I would throw rocks at the old guys. I would not let them yell down and make fun of you guys.
No, but they're like, hey kids, go play air tag or something.
I hope that it's funnier than go play air tag.
But they're like, blah, 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 blah.
Did you say air tag? Because air tag is how you play tag during COVID at recess. You have to.
Nope, I've never played that.
You've never played air tag?
Actually, yes, I have played that, but it was very weird.
Okay.
Never.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we keeping you up?
No.
You getting sleepy?
No. You're not getting sleepy.
Because I was laying down in my happy napper and it made me so sleepy.
Yeah, I can get you guys Binkies and Bubbas and we can go to bed if you
don't
want.
Don't even think about it.
Think about what?
We're 7 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't need Binkies. In big people bed and I don't even have a rail except for one that holds up my stuffies in place.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
All right.
I only have like five.
Yeah, you used to have a problem where you used to sleep with 700 stuffed animals on your bed and there was no room for you to
I
sleep.
I remember that.
And then now you've gotten better. Now you've recovered a little bit.
Yeah, and when she had her rail taken off,
yep.
She kept falling.
Off, and I said, sorry, every single time. Sorry.
Yeah, you should, because you're waking me up.
Sorry.
Because I hear you crying. I got to come into the room and pick
sorry.
You up, put you back
crying?
In your bed. No, you're actually usually pretty good. Let's talk about these three ghosts. What do you think of these ghosts that are in this one?
The first one and the third one are kind of creepy.
Yeah.
The third guy.
Let's talk about the third
like
guy first.
A little small.
The third guy just looks like he looks like he's just a big tall monster with skeleton hands.
Yeah.
No, it's, I actually think his hands are like human hands that are just like painted gold.
Yeah, they're gross.
Or like they're rubber and they can like bend.
Yeah.
Like that.
And his hand is like...
He's always pointing. Yeah. He's creepy. He doesn't talk. Nobody likes him.
He just points.
But what about the ghost of Christmas past? You said she's a little creepy too, right?
Yeah, because she has like a really small hand, and it looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid hand.
It does.
And her head is like...
Weird. It's weird.
Doll that's like... Hello. Hey. You're my friend.
I want you to know that the way you guys are talking into the microphones is creepier than anything that's ever happened. That's weirder than anything that was in the movie, that's for sure. It's a movie about three ghosts talking to puppets, and you're like, hi. That's creepy.
Yeah, but the first ghost is like, hi, I'm the first ghost.
The ghost does not go, hi, I'm the first ghost. The second ghost will be here.
I will take you, and I will take you to your past.
Ghost of Christmas past.
Second ghost is here.
Now, we got to talk about the Ghost of Christmas Present in this movie is maybe the best.
Yeah.
The best ghost in any Christmas Carol. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Are there ghosts
come in and know me better, man.
Come in and know me better, man.
Are there ghosts in all Christmas carols?
Yeah, usually.
Definitely.
So the way the story goes is usually there's not Muppets, but this is actually the Muppet version is the real full Christmas Carol story.
What?
Oh, so Mickey isn't full?
Mickey is kind of short.
Yeah.
They kind of cut some things out. But this
yeah,
is
like the
stuff
songs.
In the past. There's no songs.
It's
this
just
one.
Yeah.
Talking and breath.
Yeah. So whenever they do a Christmas Carol, it's always about an old man who's loves money. And then he gets haunted by three ghosts, and then he wakes up and he loves Christmas.
Yeah, for some reason.
It's like the weirdest song movie ever.
Yeah, but I think it's one of the best stories, and they keep making different versions of it because everybody likes it. So, but in this one, the Ghost of Christmas Present, he's just a big jolly fella. He sings that happy song.
Yeah, but then he disappears.
Yeah,
that's like Santa Claus at the end.
So the idea is that when he starts out, he's like a baby because he's the ghost of Christmas Present. He's the ghost of the day. He is Christmas the day, and he starts out fresh, and then at the end of the day, he's an old man, and he withers away and dies, and then next year a new one will be born.
Yeah,
that's why he always 876 of them.
Yep, he ages.
Yeah.
He gets like the gray in his beard, and his hair is like not red anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but he
so
also
like when he has red hair, he's a baby. He's literally a baby.
Yeah,
like
well, that's kind of...
Because
that's kind of... He talks like that, too. He goes, come here, know me better, man. Did I say that? I'm the ghost of Christmas present. Did I tell you that? He keeps repeating himself because he can't remember.
Yeah.
He's like a little... He's like full energy. And then
as
he gets
little
older...
little baby Ella just to talk. Like,
oh.
Yep, he is like your cousin baby Ella.
I know I said that.
But she can't talk.
So...
Yeah.
It's like Tommy.
Nobody knows who that is, Lou.
Oh, sorry.
Remember?
Yeah.
You got to think about not this isn't only your family. This is people are fans. They're emailing in. They're demanding. They go, when are Lucy and Harry coming back on the 25 Days of a Christmas Carol?
I'll do
what?
Again?
No, there's no more. This is the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
You guys get to be on the last episode. How's that make you feel?
Woo.
A real honor, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right. Let's end. Who was everybody's favorite character?
Well, can we do characters?
If you can name a couple of different characters. So Harry's going to start first.
My top one is the giant, the spirit of Christmas present.
Yeah.
And then I like the Marley brothers.
Yeah, we didn't talk about them.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're
Marley and
Marley.
Marley and Marley. Whoa.
You guys are kind of like those old men from me. I'm the Muppet Babies, and you're the two old guys yelling at me all the time. That's
I'll be
how
the
I
guy
feel.
With the mustache.
Wait, no, I wanted to be the guy with the mustache.
I don't know what his name is, but I like him. I think
so,
his name is Frank.
All right, so you like Ghost of Christmas Present, Lou. Who's what's a character you really liked?
Let's see.
I don't know.
Don't worry. Take your time. Just keep...
I liked Master Fred.
Master Fred?
Yes.
Nobody says Fred. Yes. You watched The Muppet Christmas Carol, you picked the boring human character?
Yeah.
You weren't like, I like Beaker, I like Watermelon Face.
I do like Beaker because all he does is...
All right.
I also like when Miss Piggy says, "I'll knock you right off the pavement."
And she's gonna punch. She's gonna raise.
Yeah.
He goes, "I'm gonna raise your salary," and she's like, "I'm gonna raise you off the pavement."
She's so crazy.
She loves karate.
But then at the end, it's all a happy ending, and then Did you think it was weird that Scrooge comes and invades the Cratchits' Christmas, and he brings 100 people with him?
Yep.
Yeah,
I would be pretty mad if my boss came with 100 people on Christmas.
Yeah,
because like, what if you had like a tiny little house? You can't fit 3,000
3 million thousand bajillion people in there.
That would be a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys wanna sing one Christmas song to go? Give the people a little Christmas carol. We sang a little Deck the Halls earlier, but what's one that we know all the words to?
Candy cane lady.
Not candy cane lady.
Definitely not.
And Lily loves to play. We'll eat all the candy canes
Shh.
Up.
Oh, all right. No more candy cane lady. Get that out of here. Throw that song on the roof.
Santa Tell Me.
What's Harry's got a night? No, we're not singing Santa Tell Me. We're trying to finish this up.
Okay.
The 12 days of Christmas?
The 12. What are we? We don't have 10 hours to
what
sing.
What happened? But do the Miss Piggy voice on 5 golden rings.
What about jingle bells? Ready?
Jingle bells.
No, just start dashing through the snow. Who raised you?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Stop.
Let's go. Hey, guys, focus on harmonize.
Dashing through the snow
in a one-horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go,
laughing all the way. Ha ha ha!
Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost a wheel, and Joker took ballet.
Hey!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Bye bye!
Candy cane!
Bye bye! Stop it! Be quiet!
Thank you again to my children, Harry and Lucy. They have not rated, reviewed, and subscribed. And I'm not going to ask you guys to do it anymore because this podcast, as it is, done. We're finished. No more Christmas carols to discuss. Check out every week my podcast with Bill McMorrow, Two Boys in a Balcony. It's a New England film podcast. We talk about different movies that take place in New England. And stay tuned. Maybe I'll be making an announcement on this feed and the other feed about a special adaptation project that I got in the works. It's not going to be 25 straight days ever again. That was a mistake. But I liked a lot. I liked watching all these versions of the same story. So I got some ideas in the works. We might be doing a couple of different things. So stay tuned. Follow me on social media, Mr. Sean Sullivan on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. Thank you guys so much. From my family to yours, have a great Christmas, Hanukkah. What are the other ones? I can't remember any of them. Happy holidays. That's what it's about. It's about happy holidays. Forgive me for all the rest, but happy holidays covers it. You guys deserve it. I pledge allegiance to happy holidays forever and ever. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart, and we'll see you. No, we won't see you. This is it.